Now will you notice in verse 22, and it was at Jerusalem, the feast of dedication, and it was winter. I think this is one of the most vivid verses in the Scripture. It was that the feast of the dedication was winter. And Jesus walked in the temple in Solomon's porch. Now this is the picture that's given to us here. Then came the Jews round about him and said unto him, how long dost thou make us to doubt? If thou be the Christ, tell us plainly. Now, actually, he had not revealed publicly that he was the Christ. You see, these religious leaders, we're told they received him not. We had been told that. Now they say, if thou be the Christ, you tell us. Now, he had not publicly declared his messiahship up to this point. Actually, he demonstrated in the triumphal entry. But he had to his disciples, you'll recall, made it clear who he was. And actually up in the Samaritan country, which seems very strange indeed. You remember when those first men came to look for him or to follow him? And you remember Andrew went back and told his brother, we found the Messiah. And that was the same thing that you'll recall that Nathanael said, thou art the Son of God, thou art the King of Israel, you're the Messiah. And then you'll find out that up there in the Samaritan country with that Samaritan woman, that these men that came down, they said, now we believe not because of thy saying, the saying of the woman, but we've heard him ourselves and know that this is indeed the Christ, the Savior of the world. And then back at this blind beggar, you'll remember, we called attention to it. Jesus said unto him, 9:37, thou hast both seen me, and it is he that talketh with thee. And he revealed himself. Now he declares his messiahship. Jesus answered them, I told you, and ye believe not. The works that I do in my Father's name, they bear witness of me. Now he offers proof that he is the Messiah. His works prove it. That's the proof. And, well, what are some of them? Go back and look at it. He was born in the line of David, according to prophecy, introduced by John. His teaching demonstrated it. His life demonstrated it. And his miracles demonstrated it. The proof that I do is the thought here in the word works. This is the proof that I am who I claim to be. Now he says, but ye believe not, because ye are not of my sheep, as I said unto you. Let me turn this around and put it like this. Because ye are not of my sheep, ye believe not. Rather, the thought is that ye believe not. And because you believe not, that demonstrates that you're not my sheep. Now, he gives the positive side of it. Will you notice this? My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. Now we come to this wonderful section here. You see, the brand on the sheep of ownership is obedience. It's the one they follow. My sheep hear my voice, I know them, and they follow me. Do you want to know whether a person is saved or not? Well, you tell me what his relationship to Christ is, and is he obeying him? You see, all of his sheep have a hearing aid. That hearing aid is they hear his voice. That is the blood-tipped ear that we saw about. The priest, when he was dedicated, had blood put on the tip of his ear. He had a blood-tipped ear. And the Spirit of God has to open, because eye hath not seen, ear has not heard, neither hath it entered into the heart of man, the things that God hath prepared for them that love him. But God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit, that blood-tipped ear that the Spirit of God can speak to. And they had a hearing aid. And in Proverbs 20:12 it says, the hearing ear and the seeing eye, the Lord hath made even both of them. Well, that's quite a wonderful verse, you see.